USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden has indicated one of the first things he will do in office is cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. During a call with Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reportedly asked him to hold off on any cancellation of the pipeline. Cancellation of the pipeline would eliminate thousands of jobs in Canada and the United States. The average price for a gallon of gasoline has gone up over 15 cents in the past 2 weeks. Melania Trump is calling her time as First Lady the greatest honor of her life. Trump tweeting a farewell video on Monday, urging kindness and for people to be passionate in everything they do.
I have been inspired by incredible Americans across our country who lift up our communities through their kindness and courage, goodness and grace.
USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Johns Hopkins University says the United States is very close to reaching 400,000 deaths from COVID-19. The death toll stands just under 398,000. Dr. Michael Osterholm is with the University of Minnesota's Center for Infectious Disease and Research and Policy. He tells MSNBC he believes the worst is yet to come.
Well, I've often been trying to call this pandemic, much like a baseball game, to give you a sense of where I think we are. And unfortunately, I've been saying for several months that I think we're basically at the bottom of the third or top of the fourth. And I don't think we're much farther than that right now. I worry that the very darkest days of the pandemic will be before us, even though we have vaccine coming, which is a very, very good thing. I think this new variant, this mutated virus that we're seeing in England, Ireland, and elsewhere, which is now here in the United States, means that we could have really our roughest days in the immediate months ahead.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Joe Biden unveiled an ambitious $1.9 trillion economic plan late last week. One of the things in the plan that has bipartisan support is sending out increased stimulus checks. A part of the proposal where Democrats and Republicans disagree, though, is sending out money to state and local governments. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, believing...
wrong. We shouldn't have Florida taxpayers bailing out New York. We cannot be bailing out these states for their prior problems. We've given the states over $500 billion for COVID relief. We should help on COVID relief. I want targeted help for people. But the bail out these blue states makes no sense.
Incoming National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says a $15 an hour minimum wage across the United States will help hardworking Americans.
The $15 minimum wage is a concrete and direct way to help support those workers who are out there on the front lines right now, providing services to all of us, and give them direct support and a direct boost right now.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. Lowe's Hotels won't allow a fundraiser for Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, at one of its locations because it was horrified by the riot at the U.S. Capitol. The hotel chain didn't provide any link between Hawley and the riot, nor did it mention the senator by name. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.